What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that wishes it was still covering movies on main feed. My name is Terry.
Do we? My name is Andy.
Don't deviate.
Sorry, T.
How that? Well, we're all over the place.
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Yes, here we are now. Entertain us, Andy.
No problem. Yeah. I got some entertaining stories to tell you today.
Okay, hit me.
So I got an offer.
Wait.
Oh yeah, go on. Do your thing. You breathing on my foot?
Full fat Coke.
Yes.
It's been a long time. I shouldn't have left you without a dope
fat
beat.
Coke step two. the pieces are out there.
Yeah? Go on anyway.
I got a last minute offer the other day. Do you remember last week I was telling you about
the car?
Yeah. So this time it was me and Darren Conway.
Oh!
Driving, it's actually up now on Instagram.
On yours?
Yeah, and okay. His. Driving Shay Given. Picking up Shay Given from the airport.
Squarehead himself? SpongeBob Squarehead?
In the new car and driving him around Dublin.
Were you driving?
I was driving. Yeah.
In Dublin?
Yeah, on the M50. Even though they explicitly told me, don't go on the M50. The thing just rerouted me. I was like, Shay, we're going on the M50. That was a dangerous road in all of Ireland.
You know, my car blew out a tire not so long ago on this road.
Get away from me.
Yeah, pull over here and let us out.
So we did that yesterday. And then today, we did Shane Long. We picked up Shane Long from
it's on fire.
The hotel. Yeah. And drove him around.
Are terrified. Shane Long's on fire.
Is that the song?
Yeah.
Oh, I should have sang it.
Well, it was Will Grigg on fire. But then we co-opted it for Shane Long.
So yeah, that was a bit mad. Like the first question I asked, I was like,
what is this company?
BYD. Build your dreams. Let's just say you'll have a pretty cushy ride home. I get to keep it till Monday.
Nice.
Yeah. Yes.
It would be so funny if you had an accident.
Yeah, that wouldn't.
It wouldn't. Would be hilarious.
I was terrified. So your the first question I asked, because they were like, they messaged me on Monday. It was a last minute thing.
Tony dropped out. Can you do it?
Yeah, it wasn't Tony.
Who was it?
I'll tell you off, Mike.
No, but I want to know.
No, I can't. But it was, so it was like, can you do it tomorrow? It was similar in the way I was hoping you would shut down the Bad Boys thing, but I said to Debbie in work, I was like, this car company has asked me to do something tomorrow. Can you believe that? And she's like, do it. And I was
you get paid, right?
Yeah. And I was like, really? I was like, okay, great. So luckily they were very supportive of it. It's kind of a quiet-ish week. So I got the car, picked up the car on Monday.
Where's your car?
Still here. Yeah. I picked up the car.
I'll drive that.
That shitty. I've already gotten so comfortable in this new car. The idea of getting into my filthy,
have you paid off that car?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
Why don't you trade it in?
I probably will.
And get a new one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will.
That's what we did. We got a nice...
Your car's nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Haven't driven it yet. Sat in it and know how to turn it on. One of those button cars.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I can turn the steering wheel.
That's something.
I have. You know what? I have put it in gear.
Terry, let me tell you something.
Is an automatic?
It's a brand new electric automatic.
Right? Let me drive home.
You honestly could drive home. It's literally just brake and go.
I was in an automatic the other week, and it's and it's like, it's just changing gears itself.
It's incredible.
If I'm to buy myself a car, I'm going to buy an automatic.
I think I don't think I can go back now that I've tasted the goods myself.
Having sampled the goods myself. We're getting into a bit of Tom Cruise on the Patreon later, folks.
So
no John Voight, though.
So, yeah, it was mad. And I specifically wanted to be able to drive it the day before, because that was the part that terrified me more. I was like, I'm going to kill a national treasure on our roads here.
Shane Long,
And then even when your one was showing me, it was like she was explaining all this stuff to me. My brain is like. I felt like. Do you remember the episode of Always Sunny where the joke's on Dee and like she's. Think she's going on Conan.
Yeah.
And she's on the plane.
The break
like,
D. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. And it's like, yeah, it's great. It's all super sudden though, isn't it? Or, you know, like, that was how I felt. So she's explaining the car to me. I'm like, I don't know why I lied. She's like, have you driven automatic before? I was like, yep. It's like, just
only
say
every
no.
Day.
Just say no.
But your car is a manual.
Oh, did I? Oh, did I say that? So I waited until she left because this place is on like the Long Mile Road past the M50. So I had to. Like, so as soon as she left, I was like, okay, old boy, I think this goes and things jutted
forward.
What
about
like,
oh. This? Yeah.
Like someone runs out and flames behind them. Note to self, yeah. Don't do anything. So anyway, I managed to get home and was able to drive it over.
How was the repartee? Was it sparkling?
With the Irish legend? Yeah, Darren was great. I got on with him like instantly.
So you're a Man United fan?
Yeah. And I mentioned the podcast. He said, I'd love to come on.
Brilliant.
So there you go.
Great.
But yeah, he was great. And it was actually great that he's obviously done this a lot. So he was able to like give me, you know, just kind of put me at ease with it. And
don't look at the camera.
Yeah. So to be honest, he did a lot of the heavy lifting. Like,
so it's just an ad, essentially.
Yeah, it's an ad for BYD.
But what is BYD? I don't want to have to.
It's a car company.
Okay.
Chinese, I think they're Chinese. I could be wrong.
Build your dream.
Yeah.
How interesting.
How about this? There's guitar strings on the door.
Just what you want when you're driving down the motorway.
Boom, 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 boom. Apparently, I mean, someone said, I don't know if it was true, that it's to stop you from like fiddling on your phone, that you could just fiddle with these when you're at a light or something like that. So I don't know. But it's been very surreal last couple of days. And it's been great.
Part of the glitterati, Andy.
This is
you're
it.
Starting to glitter. Speaking of glitter.
Yeah?
Now, I sent you something to watch. Yep. A trailer.
Yeah.
For Gladiator 2.
I watched it. I was literally having coffee with Darren Conway this morning when this came in. I was like, sorry, I have to watch this.
You don't have to watch Den and Dare.
And like. I was watching it. He's like, go on, watch it. And I was like, hold on. And because he was telling me all about Denzel and all this. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop watching this because I'm literally just watching it in front of him. Like, this is
why
already
did you do that?
This is already how comfortable we are. I was like, I'm just going to watch this. he's like, watch it. No, go on, watch it. I don't care.
Denzel is glittering in it.
My mate.
Are you excited? Did you like Gladiator?
Not really, no.
Wow.
I mean, I watched it and I think I liked it when it was out, but I didn't. I don't think I've ever thought about it since, to be honest.
It's going on the docket for Best Picture rewatch.
A big do not watch list. That's just added another.
I mean, Gladiator's fucking good. Russell Crowe, amazing.
Russell Crowe is good and Gladiator is good.
It is good.
You know, it is good.
And Ridley Scott.
3 hours, was it?
Something like that.
So I'll never watch it again. You know what I mean? Like, so.
But like,
I just remember it being good.
I'm gonna put my chips on the table. Right now.
Okay.
I think this could win Best Picture this year.
Ooh.
I think it's going to be a huge, because it's a very thin year for movies.
Oh.
Here's why. Because the actors strike and the writer strike last year.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of stuff got pushed to 2025. So it's a very thin year. Like, that's why people are like freaking out with the box office. Like, oh my God, Fall Guy and Furiosa did nothing. And now like Inside Out 2 and Despicable Me 4 are like already made $1 billion each, I think.
Whoa.
Worldwide.
Yeah, Johnny and Kerry went to see Inside Out 2. They loved it. I'll bet. And it was the day after the games night. So
You didn't have a leg to stand on.
And do you know what I didn't appreciate? I only found out 5 minutes before they were leaving. It's like, we're going to the movies. So I was like, in my head, I wanted to be like, what? I mean, like, even though I knew that they were going on Sunday, I thought, oh, well, nothing's been mentioned of it.
So
I guess they're
not going.
Like. Oh, they've just decided. Like, we're off.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, that is fine.
It's the way life should be,
yeah,
right?
It is fine. And that is the way it should be. But
flip the script.
But also, I was like, oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, I was really tired. Uh-huh. After three cans I had in your place. Sorry.
Yeah, but it was late. It was 4 o'clock before bed. Like,
I was three cans and I was lying. I had to turn on my back in bed because I was like, I'm not going to get sick here, am I?
Do you sleep on your side?
Yeah, always. Well, front.
Your tummy?
Yeah. Do you not?
No. What?
I guarantee it.
I sleep on my side.
I can sleep on my side, but if I want to get comfortable and actually get to sleep,
oh, I can't do my tummy
and be like this.
Like an otter.
If that helps you. Like an otter trying to crack open a clam.
Yeah, so back to Gladiator.
Yeah, go on, yeah.
Gladiator 2.
No, go on, yeah.
Gladiator 2. Did you not think the trailer was bloody amazing?
No.
I'm hyped. They get Denzel to just be
Training
Alonzo
Day,
from
Denzel.
Yeah, like, ha ha ha, like doing the hand clap and all.
Do you think is Denzel getting into the Anthony Hopkins school of acting?
No acting,
where,
required, like NAR.
Yeah, I'll just be Denzel.
He's always been that. And but, I'm like, so excited to start covering him on the Tony Scott, because he's the best.
Yeah. You think he's the best actor?
I think he should have more Oscars for best actor. Like, he should have,
does
like,
he have one?
He has one, and all one, right, for best supporting actor.
Okay, well.
But he should probably have, like, he's been nominated like 12 times.
I've seen a clip of him on TikTok in some movie. I want to say, I'm guessing
give
it was,
give me like, okay, the context. Or like,
he's talking to his son.
Fences.
I was going to say, I think it's Fences.
It's not my job.
Yeah.
It's not my job to
your
boy.
Yeah. It's like, it's my responsibility. You know, this. And like,
he was nominated for that. Didn't win. But like, I got chills.
It was good. Yeah. It was a good scene.
And see that, he directed that movie as well.
Did he?
And he adapted it.
Oh,
from
your one was very good in it as well, wasn't she?
I don't know if she won. Viola Davis. Mm. She's fucking amazing as well.
She's great. But
Suicide,
like,
Suicide Squad, be damned.
Yeah, but I think he's kind of at that stage where he makes it look so easy that you're thinking, like, is he doing anything? But like, he
he's
is
doing
obviously
everything.
Best,
he has
one of the best actor of all time.
He has that energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like I watched him in Macbeth.
Yeah.
And he kind of has that energy in Macbeth as well, where you're like, oh yeah, he is Macbeth.
Yeah.
But also he's Denzel, and you're like, well, like, nobody else can give you that jolt.
Act the shit out of this place.
I liked Paul Mescal.
I was going to say, are you not a bit sick of Paul Mescal?
No, why would I be sick of him? Like,
why? Can I please tell me, like, there's nothing against Paul Mescal. I haven't seen him in it, and I'm sure he's a great actor.
You could be driving him around next week.
I know. He loves wearing GAA shorts and brogues and stuff like that. But what's the obsession? Why do I keep seeing and hearing about him?
He's very good. And
is
he's a young, attractive man.
He is a young, attractive Irish man.
Yeah. So that, so, that, like, if you're Irish in Hollywood,
yeah, true,
it boosts your stock like 20%.
It does, doesn't it?
Because
everyone loves the Irish.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
Because we're great.
Yeah, we are great.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are great, actually.
My favorite bit in the movie, the trailer for the movie, is because, like, people are like, oh, I can't believe they use rap music for it. And it's like, they showed the clip. I don't know if you saw the trailer for the first one.
No.
And it was like the Super Bowl Sunday. It was Super Bowl Sunday ad, and it was Gladiator. It was Kid Rock. Ball with the ball, the band.
Yeah.
It's like, so it's not this sacred text. Like, they've always, they did it on the last one.
I don't mind that.
No, I don't actually add it to it. But he's like,
I'll tell you what, if you like gladiators fighting each other with swords with Arctic Monkeys in the background, you're going to bloody love it. To quote that one bloke you ran into one time.
What was his name? I want to say Hugh.
Sounds like a Hugh thing to say.
Nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite bit in the trailer, he's like, Denzel's like, I saw something in you from the start. He's like, did you know? Like, big Irish head on
him.
Does
he play Caesar or whatever?
Denzel?
No, Mescal.
He plays Maximus's son, I think.
Right.
Maximus
is
Russell Crowe.
Okay.
And he's like, he ran away at the end of the first movie.
He looks a bit more of a Joaquin Phoenix character. Like
think
a
so.
Caesar.
Yeah. Hmm.
I feel like
guy,
I could see him with one of those crowns.
The guy
easy.
From Stranger Things is the Caesar.
The kid?
Who's the kid?
The little...
The main guy?
No. One of the weird ones.
No, he's not one of the four kids. He's like one of the older kids.
Oh, right.
That he... His name is Joseph Quinn, for all our young listeners out there.
Okay.
Apparently he's in A Quiet Place Day One. He's very good in it.
I'd say that's pretty good.
People are talking about it being like, people. People.
Sorry.
People are saying.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got something to talk about that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
That it was one of the best movies of the summer so far, like, you know?
I mean, they were all good, to be fair. One
didn't see
two.
The second one. Only on Blu-ray. I'm yet to...
Two was very good.
Yeah.
I thought two was actually better than one.
Hmm, interesting.
Personally.
This, it's getting good reviews, made a lot of money.
Directed by John Krasinski?
No, directed by Michael Sarnoff, who you may remember
started
directed Pig.
Oh, the great a seal of disapproval for me.
Yeah, fuck.
Is John Krasinski involved in any way?
He wrote it, I think. Okay. I think he wrote it. Okay. It's his baby.
I need him to be involved.
This guy sucks. John Krasinski sucks.
No, he doesn't. Why do you say that?
Because he's a sap. Like, he's so fake.
Do you think so? Yeah. You just hate.
What do I hate? You tell me.
You hate positive American men.
No, I don't.
You do. No. You hate positive, smiley, good guy American men.
They're false. The Rock.
This was my argument in the shop the whole time. A good rep would come in and be like, wonder if he cries himself to sleep every night. And you and Andy would be like, the fuck is wrong with you?
He's but I'm meeting guy. That guy. And, you know, he's not trying to sell me anything. I just work there.
Yeah, but is John Krasinski trying to sell you anything? Yeah. His latest movie, I guess?
Yeah. And, like, he's trying to sell me that everything's okay with him. I don't think it is.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, he married Emily Blunt. He's doing all right for himself. Yeah. Like, yeah. Hope he cries himself to sleep.
Do you think, is it a jealousy thing because he's married to Emily Blunt and he's...
Not really, because when I think of John Krasinski, beloved. I don't think of Emily Blunt. You know, I think Emily Blunt is cool.
She is cool.
And I think he's a bit of a fucking...
Do you think a dweeb. He's cool by proxy?
No, I don't. I don't. Okay. A dweeb. And which brings me on to my next point, because one of our favorite patrons and composer extraordinaire, ooh, Neil, messaged me personally, not on the podcast, ooh, personally,
hello,
and tried to shoehorn this little guy into the canon of modern day Paul Newman.
Oh, yeah.
He suggested Miles Teller, you know, from Top Gun Maverick.
He's a bit young though, isn't he?
He's in his 30s, but he's too much of a dweeb, is my argument. I had to push back.
He's a bit of a snot boy.
I use the word snot boy.
He is a bit of a snot boy.
Yeah, he is a snot boy. I recently watched Whiplash again.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh man, like what an unlikable little sap. Like, yeah, you know, like
I don't think I would have ever said that about a Paul Newman character. No, like, you know, what a little weasel.
No,
you
know, like the world needs its dweebs.
I don't.
Every generation.
I love the suggestions. I love the fact that we're getting suggestions. So please keep that up. Coming. Don't be put off by the fact that if we shit all over the suggestions. But
I mean, Hamm had his merits, but he.
I haven't seen anything closer than John Hamm.
He hasn't ticked any more of the boxes.
John Krasinski.
Absolutely not.
Modern day Paul Newman, you might say.
Modern day. Manic mailman. The postal service, Mr. Zip. Something like that. Something like, hi,
I'm just a funny.
Yeah. Okay. Modern day Eric Foreman.
Yeah, yeah.
And we already have one of them, yeah, in Topher Grace.
Where's he been?
I tell you, I was watching Interstellar last night.
Is he in it?
He's in it. Not a big part. Doesn't have a lot to play.
The way you can just look, you know what? Interstellar is supposed to be really good.
I'd seen it before, but I tell you, I was playing football last night, so came home.
Oh yeah,
all jazzed, full of energy. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a good game. 9-9. So it's a good game.
And these are lads that you don't actually know.
No, I don't know any of them.
I think
except they're all, and they're nice.
I think that's great.
Yeah, me too. It's very hard to make friends in your late 30s.
It has to be with a club or something like that. I was the same with jiu-jitsu at the time. Yeah. Right? It's like, you know.
My dad used to always say it to me, and he was like, whatever, if you, like, you're trying to get me to play cricket and rugby,
yeah, yeah.
Like, if you don't like the sport, fair enough, but like, it's really good for meeting people.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, it's not. I won't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
My friends play down the green.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about a snot boy.
Like, everyone's a snot boy in their teens and 20s.
Yeah. And in most their 30s.
30s.
Yeah. So I was kind of jazzed.
Yeah.
Came home, cleaned up, showered, and then I was like, time for a bite to eat. This is like 11 o'clock at this stage.
Yeah.
So I knew I wasn't falling asleep anytime soon. And Interstellar was on. Watched the last hour of it. In bed after 12. Up again at 6. Who needs proper sleep, right?
No, not us.
Yeah. That's not the ones that are going to have a heart attack early.
Yeah. Due to lack of sleep.
It's a thing. Look it up.
I would love to see Interstellar, and I'm sorry that I vetoed.
Well, you vetoed it.
It's like I've thrown the baby out with the bathwater.
I would have had it at the lower end of his filmography, because I'd only seen it in full the once.
Right.
And then I turned it on for the last 50 minutes or something last night, and I was like, fuck, this is good. Like, yeah.
I can't believe it's taken me even so long. I love space movies.
It is long.
Yeah, over 3, isn't it?
I think it's about 3.
Right.
I think Oppenheimer is his longest movie, and that's 3.
Were you actually... Which one were you hoping that I would pick for the Patreon series? So we had, if anyone didn't listen to it, we had Tony Scott, Coen Brothers, and...
I kind of think I was hoping Tony Scott, to be honest.
Were you? Good. Yeah. Good.
Chris Nolan was just... like third on my list, to be honest. Like,
right, okay.
Because like Tony Scott movies are really fun.
They stood out a mile for their funness. I think like Christopher Nolan, yeah.
They're all great.
But, yeah.
Like, there's a couple where like Tenet would be a slog, I think. It's very confusing. And
sounded a bit like Trump there.
Great, that's my next point. Because I got a bit of pushback.
It's very confusing.
It's very confusing. A lot of people are saying.
You got what pushback on your impression?
When I said to kill Trump. No, that was just a joke, folks.
Well, someone pushed back on that?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I said, kill Trump. Another terrible hot take from Terry that makes me not want to become a patron.
Who said this?
Hold on, I get it up now.
Did they message you personally?
I think it was on the What's So Great About.
I don't. Was this one you looking in, but you didn't feel the need to make it unread because it was about you?
Because, no, I couldn't even make it unread. It's from Deck O'Connor. Deck, thanks for listening. I don't agree with you on your Trump take. Quite frankly, I think it'd be a lot easier if he just wasn't around. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do that act. I should probably stop saying KIL in case some CIA satellite is picking up what I'm saying. But
Terry said it.
Yeah. Go. You know, just for everybody's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I want like Biden, but like.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a lot of shit going on over there.
I don't want any of them. And whoever else comes in after these two, I don't want them either.
Who do you want?
I want someone who doesn't want the job.
That's forced to be president.
Yeah. I want someone who'd be like, fine. I tell you who I'd vote for.
Yeah.
Mr. Beast.
No, Andy.
Mr. Beast.
Cult leader.
Terry, I can't fathom how you have a problem with him. I can't fathom
so
what you've
phony.
Seen.
He's so faking, phony, fraud.
Because I've seen
he's somebody I'd love to punch. So I'm saying all this stuff that's going to get me arrested. But I would love to punch him in the face. Even with my gammy
hand. I would guard him with my life. If you were coming at him, I'd be like, Terry, no. You want him, you're going to have to catch up with me.
And that's how the street fight happens.
Yeah. All right, he's all yours.
Big boot to the bollocks. Yeah. Oh.
He called it and everything.
You're next. I don't know, like, you know who would be a good president?
Yeah, who?
Just hot man Interstellar. Matthew McConaughey.
I feel like he would definitely pass the vibes test, and he would inspire you.
I think he would bring people together, like.
You would bring sane people together, and then, you know what I mean? But then people might think he's a bit too away with the fairies. Why? I need a leader. You know,
here's who it would be if they changed the rules.
Who?
Time has passed, ship has sailed, but it would have been the perfect one.
Yeah,
Arnold.
Yeah, I wouldn't have minded him as president.
I mean, for a country we don't live in, but like,
yeah, you know, I mean,
we see so much.
I would take Arnold. I would take. Yeah, I don't know. Just here's the thing: it doesn't actually matter who it is. It's all
shadow governments.
It's all going on behind them. They're the puppet that
is
directed. It's like KRS-One said in an interview that I seen where he's like, you get a bad burger at Burger King and you want to talk to the manager.
I want
to
talk to the king.
They bring out the store owner. That's the president. You're like, no, I want to talk to the franchise owner. That's who I want to talk to.
I want to talk to the king.
That's who's running things.
I want to talk to the colonel.
Mr. BK.
Ronald McDonald.
No, Burger King.
Yeah, I know, but I'm listing all of them. I said the king, the colonel, Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Mr. Beshoff. The list goes on.
Too evil.
I mean... Yeah, but like Trump is like puppeted by Russia and, you know.
That's the thing, they're all puppeted by various puppet masters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just get rid of it.
Just get rid of what?
Government.
Just Mad Max.
And I'll tell you what else I don't understand. I don't understand why
just make it Fury Road.
Yeah. I said to Kerry, Kerry has explained to me a bunch of times. right? Can you explain this to me like I'm five? Actually, maybe I'll ask my AI assistant to do it if you can. But
do not bring that shit in here. That's for your own time.
I wouldn't do it in front of you. I'd do it behind your back.
We're recording here. Like, this is why? DJ X.
Why?
Yo, Andy, how to overthrow a government.
I tell you, I can't stand DJ X on my Spotify.
You play it all the time.
It gives me the same shit. All right, Andy, we're going to take it back to some of your favorite songs from 2023. It's always the same.
Where is 2020?
What about 2021? We're going to throw your favorite songs from 2018. Yeah. It's never that. It's just always the last year.
You have to do
that
manually.
Yeah.
It's good.
This is the problem, you see. People don't want to do the manual business.
Ah, I do.
Why can't people just... Why can't whoever makes the money just print more money and give it to everyone? You know what I mean?
Then it devalues.
Yeah, but says who? You know what I mean?
Says this costs the economy.
A house costs that. Why can't we all just say, this is what everything costs. Now, you don't have enough? Here it is. That's... For some reason, the sound effect of print money being printed and fired in their direction.
Are you sure that's what the sound effect is?
And them jerking off to being how happy they are to get the money. You know what I mean? Why can't they just do that? I know that's so dumb. I know I sound really dumb. But why can't they? Explain it to me like I'm five. What do you mean it devalues?
The more, you know what I mean? It's like...
The more money you have, the less value it has.
The more that's issue.
But says who? Who makes
the economy.
Rule?
This is the economy.
But the economy is a man-made. It's not like the economy is an entity. It's like, I am the economy. This displeases me. I will now turn up all the prices
now
on everything.
You're getting there. Now you're getting
there. I don't think I am. I feel like I'm getting further away from the answer, actually.
That's closer like than talk of your shadow governments.
I just don't understand why you can't be like, oh, sorry, are you a bit short? Yeah. I need a car. No problem. Here you go. Here's $100,000. You know?
Childish.
Is it?
Yeah.
But like...
It's very... What do you mean?
Why can't they do that?
Because we live in a capitalist society.
So it's a... But this is all a human problem that we've decided.
Yes.
No, we've decided, even though we're the ones who made the rules.
Civilization. It's called civilization, my friend.
Why can't everyone just have a lot of money? What's that called? Socialism?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Communism, socialism.
Communism?
Yeah, all right.
Wait, am I preaching commie propaganda here?
I'm a socialist. I identify as a socialist.
What does that mean?
I would love for us to live in a socialist society where the wealth is spread around. Don't get me wrong. Capitalism has been doing all right for me. You know, I have a nice job, a house, car.
Yeah. Would socialism mean that someone would take some of your pie and give...
Well, they can't just come and be like, hey, I'm taking your car.
This guy needs it.
That's
it's
my
true,
car.
It's true, I do. Oh, all right.
That's my car.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes.
It's like somebody drops back a mini instead. Oh.
Not quite the same, but oh well. Continue raking your leaves. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. Hey, should we talk about movies?
Sure, that's what I love to do.
Did I even say that?
You want to do the wrap-up for the sequels miniseries.
Yes.
Okay. Get your list out.
Excuse me?
Get your list out.
For the lads.
Hey, here there was a new Irish manager announced.
Was there?
Yep. You Who? Want... Ooh, you don't know?
No.
Oh, you didn't know? Do. His name is... Heimer Hallgrimsson. It's not a joke. He was managing the Jamaican national team for a period. So we got ourselves a regular John Candy.
Okay. Is that, I mean, does he have any credentials?
I just told you, he was Jamaican.
He managed Jamaica for a while.
The national That's team manager. I mean, they're probably better than us.
Yeah, true. I don't know why
I've never heard of this guy.
Oh, we need a world-class manager to manage, you know.
Yeah, I've never heard of this guy, but, you know.
Huh. Well, good luck to him.
Yeah, I guess. Okay, so let me just get my list up there. Do you want to go first with yours?
Yeah. So I'm ranking them.
Yeah.
In order of least favorite to favorite.
8 to 1.
Okay. Now, will I just give the list, or will I say number 8 and why?
Yeah.
Number 7 and why?
You don't have to say why. You can just say number 8.
This. All right. Number 8. Number 8, I would say Bad Boys 2.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't... just wasn't. It was trying to be something that it wasn't.
Yeah.
Whereas others were trying to be something and succeeded. I just might not have liked what they were trying to do. Bad Boys didn't accomplish what they were trying to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I didn't even like what they were trying to do, and I didn't like where they ended up. Number seven, The Color of Money. I just thought it was a little bit boring. And the stakes, for a movie about high stakes, it was...
Movies about low stakes, man.
It was quite low stakes.
If you watched it, it was low stakes.
It was too low stakes, you know? I like my stakes well done.
Do you?
No, I don't. you better not put a well done steak in front of me.
You're medium?
I'm a mediums man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you?
Medium well. Like a little bit of white, a bit of pink.
You know, okay. If no one was around, would you be like, hey, give it to me well done? Are you worried about...
If I asked for it medium well and it came out well...
You'd be like, huh? Oh, well.
Oh, well.
But if it came out too medium, you'd be like, what the fuck is
There's
this?
Blood everywhere.
Okay, number... Will I just go through mine?
Yeah,
okay.
You do yours first.
Number six, I would say Die Hard 2.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like we said last week, fun, but ultimately just a bit flat or just a bit off.
Just like...
Yes, exactly. Number five, Spider-Man 2.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I like other Spider-Man movies better than this. I still don't really understand why this is seen as the best or one of the best sequels of all time or one of the best comic book movies of all time.
It's regarded as the best comic movie.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Well, they all had a good laugh even though I didn't quite understand it. Number four, Godfather 2.
Number four.
Yeah, number four. Just in terms of my actual... I mean, I could lie and say it's a masterpiece. And it is. But in terms of my enjoyment, a bit too long. Actually, a lot too long. But very good. You could tell watching it that like, oh, that's good. Oh, I love that. Oh, that looks amazing. All this sort of stuff. But, you know, it's just not really for me. These classic movies are just not really for me. Number three, Aliens. I thoroughly enjoyed it from start to finish. Well, even though it was a little bit slow, normally that would put me off, but it actually didn't. I liked the atmosphere.
Class movie.
Number two, Top Gun Maverick. It was brilliant. I loved it. Cruise was great. All of it was great. Action was great. And number one, I'd say Dr. Sleep.
Number one.
Yeah,
wow.
And that was the one I was looking forward to least. I was like,
fucking hell.
That
is satisfying. That is satisfying.
Yeah. In terms of movies that I actually enjoyed and that got a reaction out of me and that made me properly feel and not think.
Do you feel?
Like we do, Springfield.
Andy, do you feel?
Oh, come on.
Oh, come on, Andy. Do you feel?
Dr. Sleep was the only movie out of this list that I didn't at some point think, how long's left?
Even Top Gun Maverick?
Yeah, by 1 hour 50, I was like, how long's left?
How long is Top Gun Maverick? Two and a half?
Over two. They all are.
I mean, Spider-Man 2 is 2 hours.
Yeah.
Aliens is...
For every other movie, I thought, at some stage, and not even, some of them were worse than others, but sometimes I would just be like, how long is actually left in this?
You didn't think of Doctor Sleep, which is actually probably, apart from The Godfather, the longest movie.
Mad.
Because it was like 2:32 or something like that.
Oh, I remember saying I was furious at how long.
Can't believe it, it's so much.
yeah.
I'm at the mouth there.
So yeah, that'll be mine. I know it's quite unorthodox. Dr. Sleep number one and Godfather 2 as number four. But yeah.
This is why we do it,
that's
huh?
How it worked, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to give you my rundown now.
Please.
Number eight, I'm with you here. Bad Boys 2.
Yes.
Offensive to your senses.
Yes.
Overlong, overstuffed, not very funny. The three and four are better than it, in my opinion, and one is better than all of them. So, you know.
Yep,
but I think I'm in the minority because everybody seems to fucking love this movie.
Yeah, they do love it.
Like, I'm looking at all these critics and it's like four or five stars in Letterboxd. I'm like,
is it perfect? No. But what it does have is blah, blah, blah. Like, fuck
it's like
off.
Five stars. Yeah. I'm like, okay. No, I'm not even that bad. Like, number seven, Die Hard 2.
Oh, okay.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, but
a lot of fun.
You're ranking these, I guess, also on kind of how far did they get in terms of where they were trying to get. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Like, Die Hard 2 was trying to be better than it turned out to be.
Yeah, I mean, you know it just wasn't. It was not successful in a lot of ways. We talked about it last week where, they kind of change too much. It works better. The character works better when you kind of keep it simple.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of bits in it I really like. I really like the weird, you know, Colonel Stewart. I love Blue Light, those, you know, other Marines or whatever that come in. Like, all that stuff. There's lots of good stuff in it. And yeah, you're right that, like, if you cherry pick some of the stuff and kind of make it its own movie that it was going to be,
yeah, I think
it would be better.
Yeah, yeah.
Number six. This is hard because, like, those two were, like, I think I gave 5.5 and, like, 7 or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, from here on out, it's, like, 8.5s to 10s.
There's a big jump.
Yeah, there is a big, it's a gulf.
Okay.
Don't jump over that chasm. So number 7, I'm going to give, I'm going to swap it. I had Dr. Sleep at number 7.
Ooh.
I'm going to go Aliens number 7.
Ooh.
Dr. Sleep number 6.
Aliens number 7?
Yeah. Oh, 6, sorry. And, yeah. And Dr. Sleep number 5, excuse me.
Okay.
So, okay. Aliens, yeah, it's a classic.
Yeah.
Thinking about it, I think I prefer Alien.
Oh,
the
yeah,
kind of haunted house, yeah, you know, yeah, as a lot more. The characters are a bit more well-rounded, well-drawn. I like them more that they're the blue-collar, you know,
yeah,
truckers,
yeah,
as opposed to the Marines. There's still a lot of fun, you know. There's a lot of fun to be had there, you know, all these quippy one-liners and stuff. But I don't know.
Just a little bit short, wasn't
it? Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. Not a lot. Like, and then Dr. Sleep, I fucking loved it again this time. Like, the first time I watched it, I was like, it's good. Really stuck with me. And then this time, I'm like, whew.
Yeah.
Knocked up a notch.
Yeah,
like,
it did,
you know,
didn't it?
It really, like, and you're seeing, like, great performance from Rebecca Ferguson. Ewan McGregor, really good. Some of the stuff Flanagan's doing, like, I never noticed, and I don't know if we talked about it, that bit where he's talking to his dad,
and
it's all shot from profile, so for the most part you're just seeing the profile of, you know, Jack, quote unquote, Jack Nicholson. I'm like, what an interesting choice to shoot it that way, and he does a pretty good impression,
very
of
good
him.
And it wasn't too hammy, or, you know, like,
it didn't take me out, like,
no,
like,
it didn't take,
like,
me out at all.
Like, what the fuck is this, like, it's like,
alright Sparky, here's
like,
the deal,
with his sunglasses,
those,
on,
like, thin glasses, like,
I'll trade you my Laker court seats for your soul. Number 4, Spider-Man 2, I think it's, like, amazing comic book up the wazoo, and it's just letting Sam Raimi cook. Like, I just think it's fucking brilliant.
That's Sam.
That's Sam. He got a new movie coming out.
Is he?
Yeah, new horror movie.
Oh,
yeah, we should all be excited. Ring the klaxon.
Hey, well.
Ring-a-ling.
Hey. Hi.
hi.
Should we? This is probably a conversation for off mic with the Patreon. Didn't we say we're going to cover some current movies?
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Throw in some Bono episodes.
Yeah.
When you were able to get yourself down to Arco Cinema.
I mean, Trap is coming out in August.
What's that?
It's the new M Night with Josh Hartnett.
Sold.
And the second trailer.
Sold.
Looks second. Do you know what the premise is?
Don't even know.
Premise,
M Night and Josh Hartnett, sold.
Premise is he's at, like, a concert.
Oh, you told me. Yeah.
And it turns out he's the serial killer.
Yeah, but now, I will.
No, but the
he's got great premises.
But
premi.
Premi. I'm on a premi here.
I'm on a premi myself.
I'm on a premi just watching that trailer. The second trailer is like, because I was like, oh yeah, like, what's going to happen when he's stuck in this thing? And it's like, it shows you some of the shit that he's doing. Like, Josh Hartnett running around the amphitheater, like, backstage and all. And like,
it's going to be great.
And he's like, I'm losing, like, I don't know if he's talking to his therapist or somebody. He's like, I've never felt like this before. I'm losing control. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
So,
okay.
Continue
with the list, please.
Number 3. The Color of Money.
Wow.
Just, this jumped up so much second time watch. Like, first time, like I was saying, good, mid-tier Scorsese. And this time around, I was like, whew. And like, you know, we're going to be talking about Top Gun on the Patreon. It's made the same year as Top Gun. Similar, but also, like, different performances he's given in them. Like,
it was the same year as Top Gun,
yeah,
was it?
Like, literally a scene in Top Gun.
It is quite
really
similar.
Shot. And it's a scene where he has long, wet hair. So he's like, I'm just out of the shower. And like they had to like wet his hair because it was too long for Colour of Money. It was really high in the Colour of Money as opposed to the buzz cut that he has in the military. Like, it's just seeing him at that age.
I tell you one thing, he's handsome as, I don't mind saying it, Terry, handsome as shit. Well, I was watching.
That's not very handsome.
I was watching Tom. You know how shit is so handsome. Yeah. I was watching for the Patreon episode, and it was. I was like, any close up of him,
he's very photogenic.
The camera's like right here, and I'm looking, and I'm like, even at that close, I'm like, he's so fucking handsome.
Gary, come here.
Yeah.
Look how handsome he is.
That's Tom.
And then you get Paul Newman, just the coolest motherfucker alive. And you get Scorsese going crazy with the camera. It's just, you're going to have a good time.
Okay.
Love it. Number two, Top Gun Maverick. Ooh. This is a, like, one and two are like both tens, I think I gave them.
Yeah.
Like, Top Gun Maverick is just one of the most rewatchable movies.
Is it one of your favorite? Would it be in your top 20 movies of all time?
Maybe, like...
Top 20 movies you've seen this month?
This month?
Yeah.
I would say...
You know what you're like.
Of the last 5 years, it's definitely in my top 10. Around the top 10, okay. I'd say. In and around there, like, it's...
And then you have Godfather 2 as
your... Yeah, number one. Which is just, like... Again, I haven't...
But is it, though, Terry?
Yeah, Andy, like...
You couldn't... If, like... Someone has limited edition Blu-rays in front of you. I'm talking your language. It's like, all right, Terry. Godfather 2 here. Or Top Gun Maverick here.
Am I on my own? Am I having a friend
over? It's you. If you had anyone else with you, you'd probably go with Top Gun Maverick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course.
If you're on your own...
Evening to myself. Wife and kids are away.
You're on your own, but you're doing a commentary. A solo commentary.
Ooh.
Which one do you pick? You know what it is.
I don't know. I think I get a bit wild with
Godfather 2.
Yeah. Top Gun, I think I probably would because it's more modern and be like, fucking look at Warlock there.
Now this
Charles Parnell was in blah blah blah.
I seen a pic you probably saw because we share timelines, but of Cruise with your man, John Smith.
Yeah. Glenn Powell at the Twisters premiere.
Yeah. He's like watching movies with a friend or something like that. I'm like, hey.
Tom Cruise knows. He's like, this is going to be my guy.
Yeah. And he's like, he knows how to sidle.
Again, the CIA are listening.
Yeah. We got him. That white van outside.
It's like, I'm just in a room with Tom Cruise. Like, I heard what you said. Isn't that funny?
Shut the fuck up. Huh? I'm sorry, Tom.
I would break my heart. If I ever offended him.
Imagine.
If I ever offended him, I would be.
I'm so sorry, Tom. Like, you're right, Tom.
I assume it is correct for me.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. I will go commit seppuku right now.
So, you know what? Like, I find it very interesting, the movies that you picked this season.
What for
sequels.
What would you pick? Is there any sequel that you would have picked?
I would... but we'd have seen them, you know what I mean, recently, like T2 or...
So you couldn't pick them, that's the thing. Like, yeah. So I like, couldn't pick T2.
I would... I don't know. But it was very... each one was very different.
I was trying to get a nice...
Very varied.
Like, I could have picked Lethal Weapon 2 or Die Hard 2. And I went with Die Hard 2 because I thought we'd have more fun to fill that, like, action sequel thing. You know, the inspiration for the list was Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about that
on
the pod. So I was like, how do I shoehorn
I'm glad that I seen that one. And then we only recently just watched Top Gun, the original, on the Patreon series, if you want to hear that.
Yeah.
Or any upcoming movie reviews, that's where they'll be.
They're all behind the paywall. We're doing Tony Scott 8 movies. I was going to say 8 weeks, but it's eight
movies.
Fortnights of Tony Scott movies. We've got a bunch of Denzel behind there.
Now, I noticed you put Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Yeah, you didn't do one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen one.
Martin Brest did one. One's good. I just watched it there recently. Martin Brest, of course, directed Al Pacino to an Oscar in Scent of a Woman.
Hey, Marty Tits. Sorry?
So you can find that over on patreon.com/whatssogreatabout. And access to all our back catalogue of miniseries. What's So Great About the MCU? What's So Great About 90s Action Movies? What's So Great About Ryan Gosling? And What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies? Plus a bunch of other top five episodes, some Q&As, some, you know, one-off episodes like our Perfect Festival, our Dream Festival, our Perfect Day, stuff like that.
I'd love to do another one of those on the main feed soon where
If you are a patron, you can help craft the main feed by doing that, Andy.
They can simply throw out suggestions and we'll almost 100% cover them.
That's right.
Wow.
What a deal for only €5 a month.
Plus they also get early access to our main main feed, if they know what that means. They also get access to these episodes.
You only know it, Nettie.
Wow. And also hundreds of previous episodes from the last few years.
Yes.
What? Again?
What? Already?
Great.
This
really costs like £100 a month or something for this.
€5. Just said it. €5 a month.
Yeah.
Okay. You can see why advertisers are knocking down our door to get us to do ad reads for them. What the fuck?
You like that one? You like that one, G?
Tell them where they can find us online, please.
You can find us at What's So Great About Pod on Instagram and TikTok, and WSGA Pod on Twitter. On our Instagram, you can find links to everything we do. Terry, what else can they do to help us?
If you can't afford to follow us or join us on the Patreon.
That stinks, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. you can do me a favor by giving us a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
Oh, wait, the bit is dead.
What?
5-star review bit.
Why can't they?
Well, you can give us a 5-star review.
No, you can just, you're going to have to come up with it from a topic of conversation that we've previously discussed.
In the trailer for Gladiator 2, Denzel has 2 earrings each ear. But I don't want a 2-star review. I want a 5-star review.
Unbelievable. I love this now. Yeah. I want this to be
You're fucking sweat. The sweatiest fucking 5-star links you'll ever hear. Give us a rating and review. Keeps us in the charts and keeps you guys in our hearts. And thanks so much. We were 11 in the charts this week. That's all down to you, our lovely listeners. Really appreciate it. And really appreciating the interaction on the old socials as well. Keep firing us.
They've been far more interactive lately since we've demanded it.
Yeah. Maybe we should just demand it. Well, we do demand everything all the time.
Hey, sponsors. Yeah. You idiots. But yeah, thank you very much. Do you know what? It's so great to get feedback. And if you think you're buttering us or anything like that, you're definitely not. Because sometimes podcasting can be, I mean, God help anyone who podcasts solo, because sometimes you could go weeks, you hear nothing. You don't like, are people enjoying it? Yeah. Do they want anything? Is there anyone actually listening?
Am I getting something out of it?
Yeah, like, am I just throwing this stuff into the abyss? So when you get any bit of feedback, it is very motivating and appreciate it. So thank you very much to anyone. And particularly if you're a patron, forget about it.
Yeah.
Just introduce yourself as a patron and we will be your best mate for life.
I mean, we'll fact check it first, but then, yeah.
Yeah, we'll check the amounts. And
if you paid to be our friend, we'll be friends.
If the amount checks out, if nothing's been returned unpaid.
Yeah, and you're not on that free tier.
Oh, don't worry. I'm very careful to make sure everything is posted on a paid tier.
Why is there a free tier?
I don't know, but they're not getting shit.
So if you're on the free tier, come on over to the paid tier and you get all the good stuff.
You know what? Don't even. Just get out.
No, I'd like the money.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'd like the money.
I'd be happier with the $5.
So until next week, because I don't know what we're going to be talking about.
I do.
Okay. Great.
See you then.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an aeroplane. Lenny Bruce is not a the Fury's breathing down your Slice and burn, return, listen to yourself churn. Locking in, uniform and book, burning blood, letting every motive escalate. Automotive incinerate, light a candle, light a motor, step down, step down. Watch a heel crush, crush, uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, steer clear, a tournament, a tournament, a tournament of lies. Offer me solutions, offer me alternatives, and I decline. It's the end of the world. By mountains, sit in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonard Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce and Lester Banks, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boom, you symbiotic patriotic slam, but that's right. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. It's the